Steelworkers union members sailing on 14 supercarriers, or so-called thousand-footers, the largest ships on the Great Lakes, voted to strike this month if the proposed crew reductions isn't withdrawn. Union agent Jim Mayhew says reducing crew numbers could mean more shipping accidents.
So now I have an upset crew. They're not properly trained to fit these vessels out in a reduced manning situation. Plus, I mean, their attitudes aren't right. And I'm telling the Coast Guard, I feel these vessels are going to leave the docks unseaworthy.
The two companies, Interlake Steamship and U.S. Steel's Great Lakes Fleet, want to reduce the crews from 27 to about 22. Mayhew says that would mean one engineer instead of two in the engine room. Coast Guard Marine Safety Commander Al Moore says they're only allowing engine room reductions on a trial period this year. Other crew reduction requests by the companies are under consideration. Interlake and U.S. Steel officials both declined comment except to say negotiations will continue with the Seamen's Union. A strike could happen as early as March 25th when the Seaway locks open. The last strike was in 1986 when ships were idled for 6 months. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.